Zach, what was the collective sense offensively after you guys were in the game?
Just, I mean, disappointment, first of all. And then it's never really as bad as you think it is. I mean, it's just a couple things here and there that it really could give us a better opportunity and keep us in the game. I mean, we're marching on midway through the first quarter, down 14-0, inside of 30. And, you know, we get a snap off of knee and just stupid error and shoot ourselves in the foot. So, you know, we had opportunities inside of red zone that backed us up. Early on, if that would have happened, I mean, could be a different game, but that wasn't the case. It played out the way that it did.
So there's going to be a lot of talk about the quarterback position, mm-hmm. where it stems from and where it can head to.
Yeah.
How do you process it, knowing that call for change is always going to be coming and that there is some struggles that need to be addressed?
Well, I mean, it's understandable, but I think that, you know, Mike has we've been in positions to win games with Mike, and then we've had two games where we just didn't take care of the football. So if we take care of the football, really, I don't think that that situation is being brought up. You know what I mean? We don't turn it over early. We're not sitting here talking about all the things that we're doing with that position. So you know, we've had opportunities to win with Mike, and I believe we still can do that. We just got to take better care of the football.
If a change is made, do you think Mike's gotten a fair shake?
I mean, I feel like he's had opportunities and things to do well, but that's all of us. We all got whooped last night, not just Mike. And he knows that he wants to take better care of the football. I don't think that's a secret, but we all got to do a better job around him to help him out. But it's not no time for us to panic right now. Four games into a very long season, and he's more than capable, you know, of leading our football team and getting wins.
You talked to us a couple weeks ago about, you know, from your time in Jacksonville, you understand the whole rookie quarterback and mm-hmm. maybe why it's okay to wait. You're a veteran. You've been around this game for a long time. Do you think maybe some of the younger players might be a little harder for them to see the big picture? I mean, is that kind of these conversations that have to go on?
I mean, for us as players, we don't really have those conversations just because it's kind of out of our control. You know, we don't talk about it. Whatever's put in place, it's kind of like play calls. They call a play, you run it. So it's not really something that's talked about. I mean, I've been around and seen how it could play out, but, you know, for the younger guys, it's something they really haven't seen. And I doubt that they have so many things going on, and I doubt that's really something that they're focused on.
You used the word embarrassing last night.
Yeah.
Embarrasses you most?
I mean, just we got from the organization on down, the fan base, man, like Chicago's a special place to play football in, and that you look at that rivalry, you look at where it was at, you know, dead even on a national stage, going up into Lambeau. I mean, all the things that are set up to be in that moment and part of that, and then to go out and perform that way is, I mean, it's embarrassing. We're better than that. I truly believe that we're a better football team than that, but you got to prove it. And I mean, in that instance last night, we just didn't do it.
Zach, you've been around quarterback changes here. How difficult is the adjustment for a receiver when a different guy comes in and is throwing the ball to you?
I think kind of that's something what you make of it. You know what I mean? Now, there's different types. The way the ball can spin, the velocity and all that stuff can matter if you let it. But other than that, you just got to stick to doing your job. And when the football comes your way, make the play and catch that darn thing.
Do you think you had a chance to score there on that 29-yarder?
I was hoping so. I was going. And then I felt someone come from the left, and I had the ball in the left hand, and I didn't want to, like, keep on veering that way and have an opportunity. You know, but Ha-Ha was closing in from the other side. He had a good angle on me just because I don't want to say that I don't have any speed. He had a good angle on me. And it was one of those things where I'm trying to kind of in between if I want to cut back or keep on going. You know, but he was able to bring me down. I would have loved to get in the end zone, but that's how it goes.
Thank you.